Which brings me to what your, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you mind if I talk about
yeah.
what happened? So it is, we were discussing, and it's funny, I've been getting this question. I've now received this question 4 times in the last few days. What am I supposed to be doing? You know, and I think we all kind of go into that space of, I know what I don't want to do, but what do I want to do? And it was interesting because the information, first I want to say that we were having a talk and it was like, what is this about you traveling? Well, yes, you know, yes. And so I think that to a large degree, kind of like brothers and sisters, close friends, it's like, I can get stuff for you when you can't, and you can get stuff for me when I can't. And
right. Right.
And so it is, so we were talking about all of this, all of your life and how it's brought you to this point and how, and I watched you, work when we were in Sedona, and I know yes. that there's crystals, and I know that you're not only are you a physical guard, I mean, you've guarded some pretty interesting folks. I mean, yeah. in real time, some pretty
executive
high
protection, yeah.
people that everybody would know their names. And, yeah. and then you've also, so what I see is grid work. I see you protecting people, putting not only your eyeballs and, you know, watching after folks, but also putting energetic grids around people. So, and I think that's such an interesting thing because so much, I mean, whether it's the way we heal people, now we're using West and East and all these different energetic things for a healing. It's like with you too, that you will use the stuff that you learned. I mean, just the, you know, the gun, the this, the that, I mean, like, and not that you're doing that now, but you'll use the tactics that you've, and
the skill sets.
Thank you, that you've acquired. And then you'll also use the energetic skill set. So when people, I know a lot of people talk about being attacked energetically, you can help with that too. And so, and that's what I see you doing. I see, and I mean, even to the point where we were talking, the stones told me that it's like, you'll put the stones in and you will be told how long to leave them there. And then you will have to recharge them and that they will protect. And so they right. kind of, I picture it as crystals going into the ground, and then all of a sudden this invisible shield pops up around the space right. that you're wanting to keep clear.
Right. So, I'm going to envision that and manifest that actually. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about, what happened in Sedona when I did finally get to Boynton.
Mm-hmm.
The canyon. I found the vortex with my dowsing rods. I didn't go where they said to go. And, you know, it just so happened to take me to a very small palm tree. Yeah, there was twisted trees around, but I used my own pendulum and dowsing rods to find the center of the energy. And then using sacred geometry, the Fibonacci spiral and stuff like that, I set up a grid with the physicist that I was with at the time, who was also my client, my protection detail. Focus of my protection detail, and he's a very gifted physicist and also very lit and woke. So yeah. But I started doing the mantra, I started talking and doing the crystals and setting it up, and basically we saw two angels spirits flying over me that were white, bright, and this is now dark because we got out there. But here's the deal. It only rains 3 days a year in Sedona. Three. All right. You could see the stratospheric aerosol injection chemtrails. Stratospheric aerosol injection crisscrossed. They crisscrossed that day. When we woke up that day, it was tic-tac-toe times 1,000. Straight line. Okay. Stratospheric aerosol injection. They seeded Sedona. Okay. It just so happens it was beautiful, 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 beautiful. And the one day that I'm going to crystal grid work and bring the crystal city in the seventh dimensional aspect and lock it into the new earth aspect of Gaia with my sacred geometry crystal plant, that all of a sudden now it's raining. And I was supposed to visually see from my download, I'm going to be able to visually see what's going on. Somehow they knew it. I don't even want to go there with they, but they knew it. They crisscrossed that place for whatever reason with all the other people that were doing work there. I'm sure it wasn't just for me, but come on, 3 days of rain a year, and it rains on the day I'm supposed to visualize, see, bring the crystal city of seventh and ninth dimensional aspect down and lock it into this Gaia planet, the new Earth, and the whole mantra thing. And then I've got these dark entities leaving me and being shot out of me at the same time. I've got my protector, which I believe was Michael and Raphael, because I was performing healing and a protection detail. So when I feel, I could feel Archangel Michael with me all the time. I start to cry, for one thing, the autonomous system in my body.
So you do cry a lot these days.
Well, I am crying a lot, but you know, when your heart chakra is open, you cry at everything. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm a big crybaby now.
Well, okay, so yes, I do remember that, and I remember Tiffany and I were saying, oh my goodness, we leave Houston where we have, you know, Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Ike, right, and all these different things, and we're supposed to have a hurricane, and we asked everyone there, because it's what we talk about when we have a big storm, and everybody's like, no, really? No one seems shocked. I mean, I think because it never rains there, and anyway, we got out before the hurricane hit.
My system was telling me it was horse shit, and I knew that there was something up, so I just went with it, you know. And I wasn't the only person that knew that it was horse shit because of the stratospheric aerosol injection, and I've got all the pictures of the sky, including my twin also has pictures of the sky, and it's very apparent that they sprayed the dog shit out of this place to seed it to rain and do whatever. I mean, there's barium, lithium, strontium, manganese, and what I've seen the tubs inside the planes. I know what they look like. My background is showing me things that, you know, I can't really talk about here, but
so you know all this stuff is real. I mean, from my point of view, I hear about it but I've never seen it. And that's why I've kind of
you could research it.
Yeah, but I'm still listening to someone, and I don't know if I trust that person. I don't know who these people are. I mean, you, and I'll quote you, don't know, really. And because I don't know, because people, there's so much conflicting information out there. And I finally had to say, you know what? I talked to you, I can't say her name, Laura Eisenhower. And I said, how do I, and I've said this before, but it's like, how do I believe? I mean, I hear all this stuff, and it's so far-fetched from reality as I know it, like this dark, dark stuff. She said, I only if I see it myself, or if I know someone that I trust that has actually been there, or who has gone through it. She said, otherwise you just sort of have to say, could be true, maybe not, you know.
Yeah, well, it could be true, but it also could be true in multiple timelines and may not be present in this timeline.
So yeah, but that's a slippery slope for me. I mean,
that's a slippery slope too. You're dealing with what you can see, hear, feel, touch, smell, and taste. So I have, because of that conflict in my mind, I've just gone to the believing is seeing instead of the seeing is believing.
Exactly.
Because if I wait to see it, it's probably never going to happen. When I went to believing is seeing, things started manifesting for me. And then I found out I'm a pro manifester.
Yeah, but some of these things I don't want to see. I mean, some of them I don't.
True.
You know,
but unfortunately, we have to transmute the negative as well as the positive. So we're going to have to see the truth, Carrie. It's going to be shoved in our face like it is now. People are not going to like it. They're going to process it, transmute it, and get rid of it so that they can move on. These different attributes of the matrix, that an illusion that we have been in, and this controlled mm-hmm. narrative has to be destroyed, and people need to hear all of that crap, and they have to make their own decisions and not be led. It's like one dude here talking, the other dude talking louder. Just because he's talking louder doesn't mean you just agree with them. You still have to make your own conscious decision based upon your intuitive guidance and your own free will.
No, I completely agree. And I completely agree with that. And that's why I don't watch the news. That's why, I mean, there are all these things that happen and I have no idea. And nor do I really care, because in the scheme of things, it's like my children squabbling over who gets the last piece of cake. You know, I don't care. But at the same time, I think you're right. And I think you have to know that there is an alternative truth or ideology. But then you can say, well, what is their agenda? You know, I mean, it is like, I watch people like James from City Ranch. I think, dude, I don't know how you've done it this long. I mean, you have watched this waiting for disclosure, waiting for the truth for decades. And that's got to take a toll. And
it's
so
exhausting.
It has to. I mean, I did it for a while, and finally I said, you know what? I just have to live my life, and I have to. Right. But I think I'm of the team of let's help heal, let's help love, let's help get people to that energetic vibration.
Yeah, because if you sit around waiting for it every second, it's going to drive you nuts. Because time is an illusion to begin with. I've told people this, you know, look at a clock for five. Just look at a clock, go tick, tick, tick for 1 minute, and then go do something for 1 minute. It's a perception. Time is an illusion, and it was a controlled human created construct, and it's just crap. It's bullshit.
As a drummer, you have to have the same beat for the song, and so it's a template. And yeah, I often
we can keep going on about horizon and the speed of the planet and the curvature of Earth and the shooting trigonometry and math that I know about shooting and the Coriolis effect and the way the Earth spins. And that's why I say, hey, you know, some of the math just doesn't add up. Sorry, it doesn't.
Okay, so I agree with that. I really do. It's just out of my wheelhouse. Time only applies to this because it doesn't matter. We're all experiencing different times.
Right.
It's really fascinating. We could so off track.
No, you said, no, I'm going to call now. And in the now, at the time that you had said, they were available.
Everybody's now. That's true.
Right.
That's true. That's a simple way to look at
it. Let's look at it this way. Let's go past and future. Let's look at it that way. Why not go timeline? So I'm in the now right now. And whatever happened right before then is a different timeline instead of a past. And whatever happens in after this is the new timeline, multiple timelines based upon our conscious decision to do whatever we're doing. Yeah, there was seems to be a thing called time that occurs, but if everything is in the now, we just use timelines instead of past and future and present, then it's a timeline.
I don't think you're talking timelines. I think you're talking scenes. I think it's like cut.
Could be scenes.
Cut next scene.
But is that not considered a possible timeline? Based upon your decisions that you make to do what you're going to do?
Well, but there has to be a unifier, because if everybody picked up their kid at school in there now, then the kids are going to be left at the...
Would they?
Maybe.
Would they, though?
Would they not? My now may include a bowl of ice cream and a nice long nap, you know?
I tell you what, maybe this is outside my wheelhouse too, and I'm only up to a certain...
No, I love this.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know the full picture. I'm still learning. Oh my gosh, I'm still learning. And the beauty of that is that I have come together with such a beautiful soul that has such a wide range of knowledge based upon her whole life of doing this, that it's almost like I had to get up to speed, and so did she to for me. And so we're activating each other and learning so much more. And then we talk, and then we activate each other to learn so much more. And then each person we talk to. And the cool thing is as we're learning all this beautiful stuff, and our consciousness is rising, and our awareness is rising, and our vibrations are rising, and our love is rising, that's all pulsing out. Every time you cross over in somebody's aura field, energetic field, then a little bit of each of those things crosses over, and they're getting a little something from us. And that's the beauty of being. As you're out and about, you're emanating this beautiful love and energy that you have, and you're crossing these people's paths. And I want to believe that it's going to do something special for them in some way, like planting a little seed or making them feel a little different. They may go, what just happened? when I go in a room and I start to teach, I know the energy changes. I can feel it. The people's faces change. I've seen people's heart chakras open wide open. I've seen them just start to cry based upon what I was sharing. A total stranger sharing stuff, and then boom, just start to cry. I mean, that's some beautiful, powerful stuff. I've turned into like this huge crybaby. I cry all the time now.
You have. You really have.
Especially when it comes to stuff of the heart. And our guides and the beauty and the blessings bestowed upon me by just the whole walk-in thing. And to be struck by lightning and have all this changed. You know, the big M word is hard for me to say. It's hard, man.
Look at what's
happened.
I'm thinking marriage.
Okay, what happens when you get struck by lightning and live? It's a M.
Metaphor?
No.
Miracle. Magic? Miracle!
You made me say it.
I did make you say it. See, it's there. I made you say it because I can think of the word. It is, you know.
That's an honor and a blessing to be able to be given this opportunity to still be here and do this work for the future of humanity. And that is what I'm doing here.
And that's it. I mean,
twin are been brought together as Alpha and Omega, as the divine masculine, divine feminine. I'm going to hold energies. I have Archangel Warrior, Michael Warrior protection. I've been doing it my whole life. And it's so clear to me now that when you bring two people at this level together for a greater cause and for the future of humanity, it's a beautiful thing. And it's such a blessing. And I'm so honored. And you know, if I think about it too much, I will.
You're gonna cry.
It's really an incredible honor. She's such an incredible being, and the two of us together make such an incredible team. I've seen it with other twins too. It's just beautiful.
But you, to be able to witness it, so if someone told me this story, I'd think, yeah, you got kind of the one-eyed, like, okay, I believe you believe it.
Yeah.
But I have watched this from day one, literally from day one. And I knew
you me before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, and I have watched, I mean, it's like all this stuff happens and I have to remind you, it's been 2 months. It's been 3 months. It hasn't. And I say that just because it is so fast and you've covered so much ground and she is so completely activated you. And I didn't know her before, but I have gotten to know her and she's an incredible human being who's packed 5 lifetimes into one. And it really is phenomenal to watch. And it is something on the level of a movie. I mean, it's just, I'm sitting here eating my popcorn, just watching, like, oh, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? You know? And it's funny to see the human aspects of you guys and then the higher soul aspects of you guys and going, oh, okay. You know, it's beautiful. And
the phenomenon that we have shared together visually, an actual aerial phenomenon, stars pulsing, plasma coming between our hands, having entities show up, the council show up, twin things like she'll raise her right arm and I'll raise my left arm and say, hey, look at that.
Or you'll feel pain. You'll feel pain in the opposite area. Yeah. Exactly where.
Yes. Right. I actually took a hurt rib of hers and somehow transformed it into mine. Now all of a sudden now I've got a popping left back rib. So
well, another
thing, she has ringing on the right, I've got ringing on the left, she's got pain in the right, I have pain in the left.
So y'all are either one healed person or y'all are one like really seriously banged up person. I'm kidding. But you know, another thing that I'd like to say is that, where did it go? It was just right there. We're talking about, so going back to what you're going to be doing with, or what you've already started doing actually with the grids. And I think something I'd like to put out there is that you've been doing this and you have been bodyguarding and you have been energetically bodyguarding and you have you've scooted entities out of people. I've watched you do that. But I think another thing is you actually see them. You actually see them when they pop up.
And yeah, I feel them and they turn into an image. Mm-hmm. Same thing with auras and yes.
Can you show us the picture that you saw when you were in LA?
Yeah.
Wait, was this LA?
It was.
So, and we won't go into the story about it, but it is.
No.
But you saw something come up and you weren't the only one. Someone else confirmed it.
Well, I was with my twin, and we were down in California for Christmas, and basically we were doing some aerobic exercise. She was on the ground. I was rotating her shoulder blades. We were palm to palm, and the palms have a portal in it, a portal of power. This is like people that use their kundalini or their chi to actually light a piece of paper on fire. It's almost, it's a projection of your power source. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we were palm to palm, and we know that that's very special because from the very beginning, we have palm to palm and saw things from plasma moving back and forth between our palms. We could physically see it. All right. So while we were there, this is Native American country, approximately 2:30, from 2:30 to 4:30 in the morning, I doused the whole house and found energy centers, found out where her grandma died exactly, without being told, exactly where they had a bunch of Christmases in front of a fireplace that doesn't exist anymore. And there's twisted trees on the northwest sides of the hills of the property, so I already knew there was vortex activity there. So this thing came up at me. And wow. It kind of looks like it's a Jabberwocky from Star Wars.
Basically. It does look like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that thing came right up through her. She felt it first itchy in her forearm and wrist area. And it slammed right into me. It came right after me through the floor, right up through her. And I flew off of her and I ran back to the bedroom and grabbed my journal and sketched it out. And basically by the time I had run back, I had red marks all the way up my arms from this thing. I was marked. And it was trying to grab a hold and jump me. So she did an auric cleansing and a banishment. And 5 minutes after that, the red was all gone and everything was fine. But from 2:30 to 4:30 was a very interesting time frame on the 23rd to the 24th of December of last year. So that's not the only thing that happened, because the next day I did a crystal grid with the Fibonacci spiral and my crystals after walking the property and doing a bunch of mantras and meditations at different spots of the property. While I was doing that meditation, I basically got visited by three warriors, Native American warriors on horses up on the top of the hill. And my twin lived there her whole life and has had multiple experiences in this property. So it's not the house, it's the property that it sits on.
Right. It's the and energy imbued into
the land.
Yeah.
Right. So this priestess warrior came down the hill to see what I was doing and to feel me out and see what I was doing with the crystals and stuff. And I saw her, very Pocahontas looking, white Indian garb with a beaded headband with a diamond type thing in the middle of the headband and the blue mosaic along the bottom of the top. And she had a skirt on like you'd see, some of the very beautiful Native American women wearing during ceremonies and stuff like that. The warriors had their face paint on, so they were the protectors, and they were in three. And then I met my twin sister the next day, and it was her. She was dressed in the Pocahontas ponytails, and she had mosaic type, very New Mexico Aztecian garbage dress on, working in. Wow. I was like, it was her. It was you. And talk about blowing somebody's mind. We actually told her the story, and it just flipped her out. She's like, what? So yeah, I mean, I saw this, and I'm seeing more stuff, and I'm being visited, and I'm having communication, and I'm not losing my mind here. I mean, this is just we can't be all having like a mass psychosis. I don't buy into that crap. There's so many people going through so many things, and then we're constantly hearing about more people waking up and experience. Even my friend Carrie, our other friend Carrie, the Marine. You know, he's got so much going on too, and he experienced a sacred twin union, and our other friends are experiencing sacred twin unions, and we're talking together about stuff like this and stuff like this happening.
Well, I think you're right, but I think that for you to accept it, and I have an issue accepting things with me. Sure. I can listen to you, and I trust you, and I know that's happening, but it is. I was talking about this with a friend yesterday. It's like, I can sit and I can write out all this incredible stuff that has happened.
Right.
But then I sit and I'm like, eh. But it's our default, almost defaults back to being human.
But I want to bring it back to this. I have been 100% correct. I have been 100% correct about the things, and then the research that followed it up and the evidentiary data that we backed it up with. You are the one that told me that. You have been on the spot 100% correct about whether they're predictions or your clairsentience prior to an activity actually happening.
Me?
I knew I was going to meet somebody there. Yes, you. You said that I have been 100% spot on giving data and then doing the research and having backed up.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, I was told in my meditation, I'm just going to call him Bob. I can't say my guide's name. So Bob, I was starting to read a book and he said, first go in and look at it, write down and not, I mean, go in to your own and write down everything you know about it before you read the book, because you will say, oh, I planted the seed. You know, you will doubt yourself. And I went back to look at a map, an ancient map. And he said, nope, before you go into that map, before you look at it, you can look at it to confirm it, but don't look at it before you have really brought to the forefront that this is what you know. Otherwise, you will be iffy about it.
Right. I'm not trying to say the people to believe what I'm saying. I'm just wanting to spark conversation and research. And don't believe me. You go find out yourself. I just know what I know.
But isn't it weird, though, that Emma or Jamie or, you know, different people that I know are, quote, the real deal. I mean, bring in names of people they could never, ever, ever, ever know, possibly research, nothing. And I don't doubt for a moment, you know, same with Miss M. I don't doubt for a moment what she gets. Yet when it comes to our own stuff, it's like, and like at some point, James Van Prague went from this shit could be real to, yeah, I know what I know, you know, and I am in, I know what I know. And so
I
that
know
is,
what I know. You can believe me or not, but I know what I know. And I'm going to stay on my path. I'm not out to convince anybody, but I am out to share for those that are ready to receive a seed. And if you're excited, okay. I'm planting a seed.
I did not go there. Wow, we went really long before. No, I'm kidding.
Would you look at the time? No, absolutely. So this is just a seed to plant, and there's so much more that I have to share. And I would invite anybody to look up any of this information, because the stuff that I've shared previously will help explain the question marks behind things like the Bermuda Triangle. Why have we just settled with the fact that all these airplanes and ships disappeared and the rescue ships disappeared without giving a quantifiable answer? And I can tell you that that is the area where the Atlantis pyramids, which their capstones were still lit, and those energetic crystals were still lit, and they're causing dimensional proportional rips in that area.